C. Cover the passage and listen to it. Why do people travel? The answers will vary. Some people travel to see historical monuments, World Heritage sites, museums, and landscapes that they have seen only in pictures. Others travel to meet new people. When he was 18 years old, Ken traveled in the U.S. from Utah to New York by Greyhound bus. It took him over 2 weeks to arrive at the destination. He had to transfer several times at bus terminals. In the tours, sometimes the bus arrived at midnight, so he had to wait for a few hours in the terminal for the next bus. He learned three crucial things on that journey. First of all, nobody can conquer nature. While his bus was cruising in the Rocky Mountains, he was so shocked to learn how tiny he was compared to the enormous size of the mountains that he could hardly breathe. Second, he learned that people are wonderful. Every time he got on a bus, he always encountered nice people who sat next to him. A very sophisticated woman whom he met in the bus told him about her whole life, and meanwhile he was talking to her about his life. Even though the conversation went on for about 15 hours, neither of them hesitated to speak about anything. In general, Americans are talkative. At the same time, they are also eager to learn from other people by talking. Ken thinks that this is an attitude that Japanese people do not possess culturally. The third thing he learned is that deep impressions occur in a moment but remain in the memory forever. It was getting chilly, stormy, and thundering, and then the sky turned completely dark while the bus was driving along the Hudson River. The darkness lasted for about a couple of hours. But all of a sudden, bright blue color covered the whole sky as a rainbow appeared. It was the clearest, biggest, and most beautiful rainbow he had seen in his life. He thought that traveling on a bus was a great choice. He couldn't have experienced those three unforgettable memories if he had traveled by plane.